This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. An independent Pentagon review concluded that a U.S. drone strike that killed innocent civilians and children in the final days of the Afghanistan war was not caused by misconduct or negligence, and it does not recommend any disciplinary action. The August 29th strike on a vehicle killed Zamari Ahmadi and 9 family members, including 7 children. The 37-year-old Ahmadi was a longtime employee at an American humanitarian organization. A U.S. State Department spokesperson confirmed Wednesday that a 7th round of Iran nuclear talks will start November 29th in Vienna, Austria. European Union envoy Enrique Mora has helped mediate the indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran with diplomats from the European Union, Russia, and China, and the other members of the original deal. The talks aim to reinstate the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, commonly known as the Iran Nuclear Deal. Taiwan's democracy is a treasure to be protected, the head of a visiting European Parliament delegation said Thursday, promising to stand with the island as tensions between Beijing and Taipei spiral to their highest level in years. China lays claim to Taiwan and has intensified efforts in recent years to isolate it on the international stage, bristling at any attempt to treat the self-ruled island as an independent state. Recent Chinese Air Force incursions into Taiwan's air defense zone have been met with international support for Taipei, including from the United States, which reiterated its long-standing commitment to supporting the island's self-defense. For more on these and all the stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Peruvian left-wing President Pedro Castillo swore in a new interior minister in charge of public safety Thursday, as he awaits a key vote in Congress on whether to confirm a new cabinet, his second in 3 months in office. The new interior minister, Avelino Guillen, is a former prosecutor known for having successfully prosecuted former President Alberto Fujimori, who is serving a prison sentence for human rights violations. Hopes are fading of finding survivors 4 days after a high-rise apartment block building under construction collapsed and trapped scores of people in the Nigerian commercial capital of Lagos, officials said. The head of the National Emergency Unit in Lagos said 36 people have died, while the Lagos State Emergency Agency put the casualty number at 29, adding 8 people had been critically injured. Large crowds, including anxious family members, have been gathering daily near the site. Britain became the first country in the world Thursday to approve a potentially game-changing COVID-19 antiviral pill, jointly developed by Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics, in a boost to the fight against the pandemic. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA, recommended the drug be used as soon as possible following a positive COVID-19 test and within 5 days of the onset of symptoms. This is the first oral antiviral treatment for COVID-19 to get approved, with the green light coming ahead of potential U.S. regulatory clearance. U.S. advisors will meet this month to vote on whether it should be authorized. The rising number of COVID-19 cases in Europe is of grave concern, and the region could see another 500,000 deaths by early next year, the World Health Organization warned Thursday. WHO's Europe director told a press conference one reliable projection would mean another 500,000 COVID-19 deaths by February if the current trajectory continued. School children around the United States have started getting their first COVID-19 vaccination shots as the U.S. enters a new phase aimed at curbing deaths and hospitalizations after more than a year of disrupted education. The federal government has promised enough vaccine to protect the nation's 28 million 5 to 11-year-olds, with many enthusiastic parents rushing to get their younger children inoculated before the holiday season. Children who get vaccinated before Thanksgiving will be fully covered by Christmas. UN conference host Britain said nearly 80 countries had pledged to phase out coal, dirtiest of the fossil fuels that drive global warming, as a study showed the carbon dioxide they release into the atmosphere had already rebounded to near pandemic levels. The British president of the two-week COP26 conference in Glasgow said it was on its way to gradually ending use of the world's most widely